I'm Peggy Sellers, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your daily life. In Acts 26:18, we find the Apostle Paul, a prisoner, brought before the governor Festus and the king Agrippa. Paul was allowed to speak before the king and his wife as he desired. Paul's only defense was the gospel. I utter words of sober truth, words of truth and sanity. Paul begins speaking about how he came to be a Christian. It is his testimony freely shared with the king and the governor. He tells how he had been raised from his youth up and was well known by the Jewish community. He was a very strict Pharisee and was hostile to the name of Jesus Christ, persecuting Christians and even casting his vote to put to death those who were believers, until that day when he met Jesus on the road to Damascus. Paul makes it clear that the only reason he is in prison was because he believed the hope of the promise made by God to our fathers, the same thing that Moses and the prophets had all spoken of, the Messiah who came and who was crucified by the Jews and who rose again from the dead. Paul defends himself and his ministry, saying he was sent by Jesus to speak these words of truth and sanity to both Jews and Gentiles, to open their eyes so that they may turn from darkness to light and from the dominion of Satan to God, in order that they may receive forgiveness of sins and an inheritance among those who have been sanctified by faith in Jesus. There were two distinct reactions to Paul's testimony. Festus thought that Paul had lost his mind, but Agrippa replied to Paul saying, "In a short time you will persuade me to become a Christian." And Paul told Agrippa, "I would to God that whether in a short or a long time, not only you, but all who hear me this day might become such as I am, except for these chains." Words of truth and sanity, of reason and soundness. This is the gospel message, that Jesus Christ came just as the scriptures foretold, that he lived, suffered, died, and rose again, that he proclaimed light both to the Jewish people and to the Gentiles. Just as Paul was sent by Jesus so that people might have their eyes opened, that they might turn from darkness to light, from the dominion of Satan to God, that they might find forgiveness of sins and eternal life by faith in Jesus, we are also given that privilege. We have a message of light for the world, a message of truth and sanity. Father in heaven, let us proclaim the truth of the gospel of Jesus Christ to all, whether small or great, whether rich or poor, whether Jew or Gentile, so that their eyes might be opened and they would turn to you. Amen. The Daily Thread is a podcast by the Alliance Church of Zephyr Hills. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or at our website, zaccma.org.